Thank you for listening to this sermon from MCA Church. If you'd like to learn more about what's going on in our community, head to our website at mcachurch.ca. Thanks for listening.
It's hard to top that. Beautiful. My name is Keith. I want to welcome you here. Maybe this is your first time in this building or even the first time in a church. We want to welcome you and know that, hey, you're already part of the family. We kind of do things family style around here, and we're kind of proud of that. But Christmas is always one of my favorite times of the year. I'm going to go right out and say it. I get nostalgic at Christmas time. I get sentimental at Christmas time. There's something about the Christmas season for me that makes me a little more reflective, a little more thankful, and a little more appreciative. And I often think back to the Christmases of my past. And there's one Christmas in particular that comes to mind. I was an 8-year-old boy. And I remember we were at a service just like this, a candlelight service at the church that I was part of as a kid. And I remember the pastor held up a candle and called it the Christ candle. And he explained how the Christ candle represented the light of Jesus coming into the darkness of the world. And there was this moment at the end of the service where he took that one candle, and from that single candle, every other candle in the house was lit, in the church was lit. And I remember the moment where this wave of light, this wave of life and joy and love trickled through this little sanctuary that we were in, and we sang. I loved that moment. I still love that moment. But this particular Christmas, I didn't remember because of those things. No, what happened that Christmas was there was a man 2 rows ahead of us that leaned a little too close to the woman in front of us, in front of him, who was wearing way too much hairspray. This was the 80s, of course, and her hair caught on fire. There was like flames flying up her head. It was spectacular. In fact, that perhaps was the greatest moment an 8-year-old boy could ever have in church. It's the only reason I wanted to go back for the next year was to see if it would happen again. You remember spectacular moments like that, especially because the man started hitting her on the back of the head and she had no idea what was going on. You remember those spectacular moments. But when I think back on all the Christmases of my past and what they really mean to me, it's not the spectacular moments that I remember, but the simple ones, the simple pleasures of doing a puzzle with my family or sitting by a warm fire in a dark house. Or how about those simple moments, like walking down the street as the snow is falling on Christmas Eve and it's just peaceful. Or the simple sounds, the sounds of my kids' laughter in my household, or the sounds of music. Entertainer Bob Hope said it this way. He said, when we recall Christmas past, we usually find that the simplest things, and not the great occasions, the simplest things, they give off the greatest glow of happiness. I am convinced that it is in life's simple things that love is awakened in us. It's in the simple things that they become a geyser of joy within us. They become this stir of hope. A few Christmases ago, I remember coming home on Christmas Eve, and the simple act of walking through the door did all that for me. I had walked home through that door at around the same time about 100 times before that night. But when I walked through that evening, something was different. My children were so excited, it was Christmas Eve, that when I walked through that door on that night, they ran in to greet me, they threw their arms around me, and we began to dance in the hallway. That simple moment, it awoke love in me. It was this geyser of joy. It stirred up hope. That's what the simple things can do, can they not? And I wonder, what are the simple things for you at Christmas? Tonight, I want to take a moment. I want to take a moment to focus our attention on the simple story of Christmas. Now, we've all arrived here with lots of things on our mind, have we not? There are presents to wrap. There are people to visit. There are dinners to make. There are maybe you even have some presents to buy yet. We're running out of time here. Stores will be open after the service. There's in-laws to please. This can be a complex and complicated time of the year, can it not? But let me invite you right now into a moment where we turn our attention to the simple Christmas story, remembering that it's in the simple things that we find the greatest satisfaction. At the center of the Christmas story comes a simple child, Jesus. And that simple child is born into simple surroundings, a humble stable, in a little unknown village, in a remote province, far away from the hustle and bustle of Rome and Jerusalem. And the simple child in a simple village is born to a simple mother, someone of simple means, with barely two pennies to rub together. Herein lies the simple story of Christmas. A simple child, born in a simple village to a simple woman. I don't want us to miss the significance of the simple. The simple child is the hint that God does not plan to rescue the world from all of its woes through those who wield power and force against others. And the simple village is the hint that God will not save the world through government systems like Rome or even religious systems like Jerusalem. And the simple mother is the hint that human salvation does not come through wealth or success or fame. The truth of Christmas is that God's rescue of the world comes to the world simply through a poor, unknown child who is called Jesus. And with this simple child comes a simple announcement. God's rescue is here. God's rescue is here. Rescue from what? What is it that we need rescued from? Who is it that needs rescue? I am. You are. Our world is. In the beginning, God created, and He's been creating ever since. He created you and He created me. He made each one of us for one distinct purpose, to experience life and love with Him. But because of our human rebellion, because we've turned our back on Him, we've severed the relationship of life and love. And you know what? We've been trying myriad things to put the pieces back together. We've tried to recapture the life and love that we've been made for, but to no avail. No measure of fame or success or wealth can replace what's been lost. And no government system or even religious system can restore the life that we were made to enjoy. Not even the powers of human love and relationship can replicate the beauty of all that has been broken between us and our Creator. And so God sends a simple child into a simple village, born to a simple mother, announcing a simple message. God's rescue has come. What's been lost can be found. What's been broken can be restored. And the rescue comes in the one lying in a manger. Simply receive the Christ child into your life. Receive His gift of salvation, and you can be restored to life and love that you were made for, even tonight, even in this moment. oh, how I need to hear that simple story over and over and over again. We need to hear that story over and over and over again. Why? Because simple doesn't mean simplistic. The Christmas story isn't simplistic. Sometimes it's the simple things that are the most powerful. Sometimes it's the simple things that are the most profound in love, in life. Like love. A group of children, they were once asked this question, what does love mean? And here are some of their answers. Rebecca, who was 8, she said, when my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her now. Even when his hands got arthritis too. That's love, she said. Simple. Ah, but powerful. Profound. Nika, who was 6, says, if you want to learn to love better, you should start with someone you hate. Ah, simple. Profound. Powerful. Billy, age 4, said, when someone loves you, the way they say your name is different. It's like your name is safe in their mouth. I like that one. Bobby, who's 7, says, love is what's in the room at Christmas if you stop opening presents and listen for a while. Cindy, who's 8, says, during my piano recital, I was on a stage and I was scared. I looked at all the people watching me and I saw my daddy waving and smiling. He was the only one doing that. And I wasn't scared anymore. Jessica, who was 8, said, you really shouldn't say I love you unless you mean it. But if you mean it, you should say it a lot. Simple doesn't mean simplistic. What's simple can be powerful. It can be profound. And that is what the Christmas story is. It's simple, but powerfully profound. It's why we need to hear it over and over and over again, because we will never plumb the depths of its profoundness. And in our weakness, we will always be in need of its power. You might be here tonight and you're hurting. You're hurting because there's someone in your life that you're missing very badly. Perhaps you of all people need to hear the simply powerful reality of the Christmas story more than anyone here. To know that God sees you, that he loves you, and get this, in Jesus' name and in through him, all tears will one day have their end. Or perhaps you're here and you feel like your life is a little off course, or you're simply running in circles. You need the simplicity of Christmas in a different way. Or maybe you're here and you're flying high on candy canes and excitement. However you enter this night, God's simple invitation to you is to receive the love and life that you were made for. Simply open your hearts and receive the Christ child into your life once again. It's so beautifully simple. It's so simple, though, that we can miss it. My wife is Italian, and growing up, her nonna would tell her the story of old Befana. It's an old Italian legend. Old Befana lived in a village somewhere on a dusty road to Bethlehem. And she was the village's best housekeeper. She was known for making the best food and keeping the best house. She was particularly meticulous about sweeping her house clean. Sweeping, sweeping, always sweeping. Well, late one night after she had finished sweeping, there was a knock at the door. And when she opened it, there were 3 kings outside her house. They were in search of a child who was said to be the savior of the world. And so they rested for a while at her house, and when they were done, they invited old Befana to go with her. And she was both excited and preoccupied. She was excited about this announcement that a child had come to be the savior of the world. But she was preoccupied with all that must be done to prepare for his arrival. The presents that could be made and the food to be prepared and the house to be swept clean. So she said, "Let me finish. Then I'll be right behind you." And so the three kings, they told her to simply follow the star. If she followed the star, she would surely catch up to them. And so she worked tirelessly through the night. And finally, near dawn, she put on her coat to make way for Bethlehem to see the child, to welcome him. She took a little straw doll of it to give to the baby. And she left her house behind, spick and span, of course. But through the night, the sky had clouded over. She couldn't see the star. And as she began to walk a little further, it began to rain. She lost her way. The doll became wet and ruined. And finally, disappointed, she turned around. She headed back for home. "I'm a foolish old woman," she said. "I missed my chance to worship the newborn Prince of Peace. Perhaps I will find him another day." And she went back to sweeping the floors. So the legend is that each year she sets out with a bag of toys, leaving some at every house where there is a child, in hopes one of them might be the child that she missed that first Christmas night. I don't want anyone to miss the child for whom our hearts really long. I don't want anyone to miss Jesus. So let's do this together. Let's agree here tonight together that we will not miss Jesus. We're going to light a simple candle. That represents a simple child who was born in a simple village to a simple mother in order to make a simple announcement. God's rescue is here. And as we pass the light of Jesus around tonight, I invite you to take your candles and receive the light for yourself, to receive the flame as though you are receiving the love and life that Jesus comes to bring. And in that simple moment, as we stand singing to the King who has come for the life of the world, may you know the profound and powerful love of being called one of God's own. Receive the light of Jesus.